Amid all the summer season blockbusters are small films that can showcase more idiosyncratic talents. Red Belt is a movie set in the world of competitive judo from playwright and film director David Mamet. The pool hustler drama Turn the River is written and directed by Chris Egemon, an actor who starred in the films of Whit Stillman. Film critic David Edelstein reviews them both.
Avoid the virtual reality eyesore Speed Racer this week and look for two movies about underdogs who compete with their backs against actual walls, Red Belt and Turn the River. The first and lesser is David Mamet's third stab at mammetizing a well-worn genre. First there was Heist, then the red meat soldier picture Spartan. Red Belt is a go-for-it sports movie that's like Rocky with more four-letter words, betrayals, and exhortations, which in Mamet land spring from the certainty that life is a series of betrayals accompanied by four-letter words. The hero is Mike Terry, played by Chiwetel Ejiofor, a jiu-jitsu instructor who teaches the Brazilian variation, heavy on wrestling holds. Given his Eastern tilt, his lessons are defensive. Everything is force. Deflect it. Why oppose it? Conquer your fear, and you'll conquer your opponent. Ejiofor is a good Mamet spokesman. He internalizes the lines, so you're rarely aware of the playwright's finicky punctuation. Mike has never fought competitively, but after a series of betrayals and four-letter words, he ends up preparing for battle. But the road to the ring is rich in sudden reversals. Should you ever wake up to find yourself in a Mamet film, here are tips for survival. Movie stars and their agents will bestow instant power and withdraw it just as capriciously. Wives and girlfriends will always go for the mother lode. Ricky Jay will embody the history of flimflam. Be afraid. Joe Mantegna is not to be trusted. Rebecca Pidgeon, Mamet's wife, is especially not to be trusted. Like its predecessors, Red Belt is so convoluted it barely holds together on a narrative level. But it's intense and entertaining. Mamet has become a resourceful director. Even when he's full of it, the fullness makes for quite a spectacle. There's even more riding on the contests in Turn the River, which is opening only in New York this week, but will soon make its way around the country. It's a triumph for Famke Janssen. She plays Kaylee, a homeless pool and card hustler, and she has a great long body for leaning over a table. The cue is an extension of her long arms and her will. Kaylee's son was effectively pried out of her hands at birth by the father's religious Gorgon mom, played by Lois Smith. But Kaylee secretly made contact with the boy, played by Jamie Dornan, and now she needs $50,000 to kidnap him from his slighting mama's boy dad and whisk him over the Canadian border. You can tell from her interactions with her son that she's meant to be a mom, and also that she has no idea what she's about to get into.
I have to ask you a question.
Okay.
It's not really a fair question.
What do you mean?
I think you're too young to ask it to.
That's okay.
How would you like to come live with me for a bit? It'd be very different, you know, a lot of changes. I mean, different school, different city, all of that.
I know.
What about missing Eric?
I wouldn't miss him that much.
What about missing your dad?
Dad found the letter.
Oh.
But he didn't know it was to you.
Oh, well, that's okay then.
Yeah, but still, he was mean about it, and this is going to make him really, really mad.
No, I know it will, and it will make Abby mad too, but you know what? You won't be around to see it, so you don't have to worry about it, okay?
The actors around Janssen are up to her. The kid Dornan's droopiness is deeply expressive, and Rip Torn plays Kaylee's surrogate papa, a pool hall owner, to the hilt. It's ham, but four-star Virginia ham. Terry Kinney plays a jumpy passport forger and does wonders with a role that's all subtext. He seems to be carrying a whopper of a torch for Kaylee, but he knows she's too wild to be protected. Turn the River is the directorial debut of the actor Chris Egemon, and its mixture of edginess and melancholy is beautifully sustained. Kaylee changes in a van she won in a poker game and sleeps on a pool table. When she plays, her need to put each ball in the pocket is so fierce it makes the gloomy fatalism of the greatest pool room drama, The Hustler, seem puny. But the movie takes a dumb turn at the end, when the tang of realism becomes the cudgel of melodrama. Janssen has never gotten her due as an actress, but her flickering mixture of strength and vulnerability is amazingly vivid. She makes Kaylee one of the screen's most magnetic underdogs. I'd be prepared to lose a lot of money just to watch her clear the table.
David Edelstein is film critic for New York Magazine.